And Dan says, well, if people are dead, they're dead. They're not going to rise. And he quotes Payne, Hume, and Sagan on this. Well, I agree that a person who dies, you've got the second law of thermodynamics here, that their body's going to decay. They're not coming back to life by natural causes. But folks, no one is claiming that Jesus came back to life by natural causes. The claim is that God raised Jesus from the dead. And I don't see any reason why, if God exists, that there'd be any reason to say that this author of life couldn't likewise raise someone from the dead and give that person life if he wanted to. He says, well, extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. I think we have that. I think we've got extraordinary evidence for the resurrection of Jesus. We've got eyewitnesses. We've got to individuals did Jesus appear, but to groups, not only to friends, but to foes. And we've got an empty tomb. So the fact is Jesus was dead and that he was seen by a number of people afterwards. And like I said in my opening statement, in the absence of any plausible naturalistic explanations, I don't see any reason why the conclusion Jesus rose from the dead should be abandoned.